Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Well, good evening, everyone. And
you've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.
Well, good evening, everyone. We'll try this again. I guess the weather is having fun with our system, but thanks for tuning in to another episode of At Home with Victoria, 8 p.m. here on a very soggy East Coast. We have a great show for you tonight, filled with some of the hottest new music. First up, Alabama-born Trey Morgan is about to drop his first CD entitled The Last Outlaw, and he's here to tell us about it. Then the lovely Tara Priest joins us to speak about her new self-entitled album, now available at Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. And then finally, we'll get to catch up with good friend Parthenia Warford from the Warford Foundation as she fills us in on a few breaking developments that we're really excited about. But speaking of breaking developments, the entire East Coast has been bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Irene, now level 3 hurricane coming up the East Coast. And our lovely news lady, Victoria Gaither, is right in the middle of things. Vic, I saw
yes.
some of the pics you posted on Facebook.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm literally right in the middle of things. This is I'm in the car right now on my cell phone, and this is about my third trip to Home Depot. But I can certainly tell you what's interesting is that the sky is very, very ominous looking right now. There's a lot of lightning that's taking place. But another component of it was I'm down here near Ocean City, Maryland. So the mayor of Ocean City called for an evacuation actually tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And then he changed his mind after, of course, looking at the weather, saying, basically, I want to scoot all of you people out of town. I want you to get out of town right now. Businesses are supposed to close by midnight. So I was in Ocean City. We've got some property there. And I was helping my sweetheart board up some of our property. But it's interesting, MK, because, of course, there are long lines at the gas station. The grocery store is just a mess. It already looks like a hurricane hit the grocery store. You know, the old toilet paper, milk, and all of that good stuff was pretty much already gone by the time I got there. But I was fortunate that I already had some of that. So I know a lot of our friends, MK, are so concerned about me because Victor and I have decided that we're going to ride the storm out. And as I told Sandy, she's like, are you crazy? Get out of there. And I was trying to explain to her as a journalist, you know, this is me. This is what I do. And I've covered at least, I want to say at least 8 to 9 or even 10 hurricanes in my television career. So we're really, really equipped for it. But I'll be definitely posting updates on Facebook. And, in fact, right now I'm literally passing by one of the gas stations. And I would say, MK, it's probably – I kid you not, at least a 35 to 40 minute wait just to get gas. And the line, as the evening goes on down here, the lines seem like they get longer and longer and longer. But everybody's definitely evacuating out of Ocean City. They've got like over, I think, 125,000 people in town this weekend. So there's a long stream of cars going out. And, of course, you had somebody crazy like me that was going in. But I posted some pictures on Facebook. So what was interesting, MK, when I posted the pictures on Facebook, I had talked to Michael earlier saying, you've got to do the show because I've got to get all this stuff done tonight for my family in preparation of the hurricane. So I know you really believe me, but then when I saw you saw the pictures, you thought, holy crap, this is really serious, Victoria.
Yeah, well, you're right, they're on the water, and actually the thing that's bothering me about this storm, I mean, this is, I think, my third hurricane here in the States, but the thing about this storm is it's moving very slowly. It's moving at 14 miles an hour, and you're actually looking at 6 to 8 hour long drenching rains and winds and stuff, so it's not the typical hurricane that just breezes through, and I think a lot of it has to do with the airflow, as well as the humidity has just absolutely been crazy, so something's got to give.
Yeah.
But yeah, those pictures were very very revealing, so we'll certainly go ahead and keep a tight rein on that. But you take care
of
yourself.
Guys, yeah, I will. I'm definitely going to post, obviously, as much as possible. And, in fact, I'm even going to try to get some video from the area where I live. Because literally my home down here at the beach is probably, I would say, literally about 5 minutes right outside. So it's just a hop, skip, jump in the car for me to get in and out of Ocean City, so that's how close that I am. But now on the other hand, people like Victor, my sweetheart, he's a medical doctor, so his medical center actually will stay open because, you know, you need doctors in a case like this. So he is sort of considered a part of the essential personnel there. So he'll certainly be fine. And what's funny is that, can you imagine me putting the plywood up on the windows and stuff?
Well, I was just trying to picture that. You hammering with a plastic bag over your head against the rain because it was bristling. I thought, I did just see the news lady doing that in her high heel shoes.
Well, right. Exactly. And you know me well enough to know I'll put a picture of everything up there, but I refuse to put a picture of me looking crazy with plywood and baseball caps and you looking crazy hammering stuff on. But I don't know. I may surprise you and say what the hell and go ahead and do it. But anyway, before I do go, because I'm getting ready to get back to work, I do want to thank our guests that are joining us tonight. I appreciate you guys being on. I'm sorry I can't be with you, but I'm certainly sure that you understand. So, MK, I love you, and I'm sure Michael is the type. He'll be calling me when it starts, like every hour. Are you okay? You still have power?
Yep.
So I gotta talk to you.
Yeah, that's me. You know it.
All right.
All right, well, say hi to Victor, and you take care, okay?
Okay, sweetie. I'll see you guys on Facebook. God bless. Bye-bye.
You got it. Be good now. Victoria Gaither reporting live from the path of the storm. But anyways, let's get to the show. I'm very, very excited to introduce to you Trey Morgan, one of those people, again, that I found kind of by random and then kind of by my good friend Mandy Moore from Synchronicity PR. So I would just, without going into any more, let's go ahead and give a listen to one of Trey Morgan's songs off his new album. What's it called again? The Last Outlaw. This is Trey Morgan with Let Me Be All Right.
Yeah.
Trey Morgan from his first album, The Last Outlaw. Trey, you're making some good music there, buddy.
Hey, man, thanks so much. Thank you
so
much.
Cool beans. Cool beans. Is this one of your first radio interviews?
Yes, it very sure is.
Really? Well, I'm flattered to be taking your musician's virginity interviewing chair.
Thank you so much.
Charming.
I'm glad you took it, buddy.
Oh, you're a sweet man. Trey, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background and stuff. You come from a working-class family. Your father was on the road a lot. And was it your mother or your grandmother that kind of got you into singing?
Man, it was actually a lot of my whole family a lot. Yeah, my dad was an electrician for TVA all of his life. And spent most of the time in his earlier years, in my earlier years, I guess you would say, had to travel a lot because there just wasn't any work really around the North Alabama area where we're from. So he had to do a lot of traveling. He did a lot of work, like, in Dallas, Texas, and he worked on the Alaskan pipeline and things like that. And, he would be gone several months at a time. And I'm on the weekends a lot, stuff like that. And my mother always, she's a great piano player.
Right.
Always played for the church and several churches. And my granddad was a musician by trade. And my whole family pretty much influenced all that stuff.
Yeah, what was life like in Good Springs, Alabama? How big of a city is that?
It's if you blink, you'll miss it as you're driving by. That's what it is. No, it's a great community, man. There's a population probably, I don't know, 300 maybe.
Wow.
A very small town, where everybody knows your business, but a great community to grow up in as a Southerner, everybody knows everybody,
Yeah, I was. I'm from a small town too, like population 1,300. We were, but that was counting like the squirrels and stuff. Though, I mean, everybody in the town was counted. But it is a fun thing with everybody knowing your business. And if you could only imagine.
If you don't know what's going on in your life, somebody else does. I can promise you that.
And they can tell you all about it. And I grew up in the years where other people's parents could smack you. Everybody was raised in the village at that point. But so you segued how did you start your whole path? Did bars just the typical like everybody else?
Yes, I mean I just road warrior, just play anywhere they'll let you walk in the door and play. It's kind of weird right now as I'm actually on this, my first interview. I'm sitting at the bar that I'm playing when I get done with this tonight over in Decatur, Alabama. So.
That's good. Trey, as we go on, I have the chat room open. I also have emails coming in from all over the place. So I wouldn't mind taking a couple of questions, actually, coming in from Marben from Tennessee. He wants to know, does Trey write his own songs?
Yes, I do. A lot of them. On the new album, I actually co-wrote. Three on that one, and I'm still writing today, and I'll write every day until I die. So.
Yeah. Once again, that CD is called The Last Outlaw. Well, when are you actually going to drop it, and where are you going to?
Oh, I'm actually going to do a release September the 23rd over in Huntsville, Alabama. It's called The Wild Horse. It's a new bar, and I'm going to do the release there. It'll be really
cool. Yeah, and all that information is actually on your Facebook page, and you can also go to Facebook / Trey Morgan Music and click like, for God's sake, people. Let's get some people listening and get a lot of people out to you. But so September, are you planning a big gala for that?
Yeah, it's going to be a big show,
there,
man. Yes, it's going to be a big to-do, man. You have the booth set up, selling the CDs and the merchandise, T-shirts, all that good stuff. And it's a great club, great venue, and full band, the whole thing. It's going to be fabulous.
Fantastic. And one thing I'm really proud of you, too, is that you're a good old guy that likes a cigarette and a beer, and I admire that and honor that for everybody on these silly health kicks. I'm no quitter,
There you go.
Anyways, I want to go ahead and listen to a little bit more of Trey Morgan. I've got Trey. I've got Just How She Goes standing by. So when you come back, stay tuned. And this is off his first album called The Last Outlaw. But stay back and let's answer some questions when you come back. Okay, Trey?
That was great.
Oh, no. Another great tune, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, man. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question. When you're sitting to write a song, do you sit down, do you get a good song after six beer or one beer? Do you find them in the shower? Where do you find yourself most hit by the bug?
Oh, man, it happens all the time. Pretty much, you know, sometimes if you're at a bar drinking or if you're at home sitting watching TV, you know,
Yeah.
A lot of stuff I've lived through too, you know, and it just comes at random.
Absolutely. Are you going to start touring with the album?
Yeah, that's my big plan, my main goal. Really want to get some road stuff going. Right now I'm playing so many. I'm been doing about 3 or 4 nights a week, you know, around the North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, in the Nashville area. So yeah, I'm gonna broaden that out and try to do a tour thing. So that'd be great.
Are you going to do it in, like, a caravan? Or you got a bus lined up and stuff? I mean, it must be so nice to travel in these, you know, the Reba McEntire buses and stuff, but especially when you're first making out as an indie artist.
Yeah,
you don't get that kind
of
fancy crap.
But, we played up in Chicago not long ago, up in Illinois. Was in the van thing.
Yeah.
You can imagine four guys.
Very comfortable.
Traveling in the van.
Who else?
Loaded with equipment.
Who else is in the band? Give us all the names.
And it varies right now. The band I have right now is Tim Duggar. He plays bass for me. He's out of Elkmont, Alabama. And Keith Montgomery is my drummer. He's from Anderson, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And on guitar, I have Roger Howe. He's an old school, great guitar player that was an original member down in Muscle Shoals. Now they've got all the great stuff down at the Muscle Shoals Sound and Fame Studios and all that good stuff. And I have Tommy Oliver on steel. He's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Wow, where did you do most of the recording? In studio or in private homes? Because a lot of these recording home studio recordings are really quite brilliant, and for very little cash you can get a good one.
Oh yeah, the technology now is just great. It really is. The Pro Tools, it's amazing what you can do with that stuff. But this album I actually cut in Nashville, produced by Drew Smith and John Scott. Man, they're just some brilliant guys. Great musicians and artists. And
Gonna go back
really,
to the chat
really
room.
Cool to, really cool to work with talent like that,
Yeah, gonna go back to the chat room. We've got Ashley actually from Alabama. She wants to know if you're single. Typical question, Ashley.
Depends on what day it is. I'm just kidding. Though. I'm happily married to a beautiful lady, Miss Jennifer Morgan.
Beautiful. Sure. You write songs for her?
She wants me to, but no, it just hasn't hit me yet, I don't guess.
How long have you been married to Jen?
We actually got married December of last year.
Congratulations.
I haven't been married very long. Thanks so much. Thanks a lot.
That's fantastic. I've got Kelsey from Kansas wanting to know, what are you listening to on your iPod?
Oh, that's a scary question right there. I'm a broad range of music. I listen to everybody from Southern Gospel to country to jazz. And a lot of outlaw music, Major, Waylon, Willie, George, Merle, all those guys,
Yeah, the classics.
A lot of it depends on what kind of mood I'm in, when I wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of jazz you liking? I'm a big jazz fan, so just for fun.
I don't have a typical fan. I'd rather hear also, all the jazz channels on Sirius Radio. I just don't have a certain fan. It's a moody thing. I'm in the mood for it. I'm just sitting around having a slow drink and a cigarette, kind of get lost in the groove.
Yeah, that's the way to get lost in it, that's for sure. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where we can find you? We can find you on Facebook. We can find you on Reverb Nation.
Yeah, Reverb Nation, MySpace, anywhere like that. I've got a website that's being built right now, too, so that'll be another good thing to be looking for. And other than that, if you're ever in the area, drop by and say hello. I'm always
I certainly will. I mean, that's a given now, because I like to go ahead and travel around the country, get these little snippets on different past guests that we had in the show. So don't be surprised if I come knocking someday.
Man, come on, be happy to have you.
You're a good man, buddy. We're running out of time with you. Anything else you want to go ahead and make mention? Anything you want to go ahead and tell your fans?
Just tell everybody to keep listening. Thank them so much for tuning in tonight as they did, and be glad to talk to anybody. Just hit me on Facebook or wherever.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for the interview, man. It was great.
No problem. One more question actually from Chad. Someone wants to know, do you do any nonprofit work? What are some of your charities?
We're working on that now. I'm a real big fan. I want to work with like St. Jude's Hospital or something like that along that area. I have a son that had some head surgery as a baby, and I'm real big on that kick, man. So it really touches home with me. So I'd love to work with something like that.
What happened when you were a baby, buddy?
My son, he was 8 months old, and his skull grew together too fast, and they had to go in and cut him around his crown, and remove some of his skull so his brain would have room to grow.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'd really like to work with a children's hospital. They've done so much for us in that time. They're a really good, cool thing to be able to give back, but I can't.
Well, if you need any help, just go ahead and give us a call. I know me and Vic are both involved in a wide range of children's charities that are speaking to exactly what you're talking about. So do keep us in the loop, and we'll try to get something up that way. It's a great cause.
Definitely.
And also, too, I'd like to go ahead and just lend the suggestion that, buddy, whenever you're around and you have something to promote, we're on your side here at Home with Victoria, so I look forward to having you back time and time again. But just a huge thank you for all of your time tonight. I super appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, man, thank y'all so much. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Cool beans, and don't lie to me.
I don't lie. I tell the truth.
You're not lying. Buddy, I wish you the best. Say love to your...
Oh, you guys too. Y'all stay safe up there. Stay safe for the storms and all that stuff. And like I said, God bless and be safe, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, buddy. You take care. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye. You've been listening to Trey Morgan. Great guy from Alabama, now living in Nashville, Tennessee. And his new CD is called The Last Outlaw. He'll keep us posted. And actually go ahead and find him on, all the links are actually posted in the chat room. Find him on Reverb Nation and on Facebook. So, great. I hope you enjoyed him. But coming up now, I got Miss my friend Tara, the sweetest little thing, Tara Priest, coming up. Learned of her again from Mandy Moore from Synchronicity PR, but I see she's actually in the chat room. So I want to introduce you to my new favorite, Tara Priest, with her self-titled CD coming out, and actually is out on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. But this is Tara Priest singing I Can't Hate You.
Walk away without a single thought, and I feel you found somebody else. Well, it's tearing me apart like we didn't mean nothing. Gone without a friend. I hate the way I play the fool, taking up to you, and the way you told all your friends before I even knew that we. Forget to tell her that's the way you wanted it, and I didn't have a chance. I can't leave you behind, no matter how hard I try. I hate that I can't hate you. I hate that I can't make myself not.
I hate that I can't hate you. Tara Priest, you beautiful, lovely woman. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Good.
Hello,
how are
chicken.
Y'all?
Love your song.
Thank you so much.
How you doing this evening, honey?
I'm doing fabulous.
Cool
how are y'all
beans.
Doing?
Well, doing so far so good. We're listening to some really, really good music tonight, and I'm glad you could be here to join us and stuff. Tell us about I Hate That I Can't Hate You.
Well, just a beat, fun, you know, breakup song. I think a lot of girls could probably relate to. It was written by a very talented songwriter out of Nashville, Tennessee, and handpicked for me to record, and I was so happy and privileged to record it.
Fantastic. Now, you're just a small-town girl from Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, all of
yes.
a sudden, you're hitting big time, Betty.
Well, I'm trying. I mean, you know, I try my best.
What was
actually,
life growing up in Tupelo?
In Tupelo? Well, it's the home of Elvis Presley, first off.
There we go.
I don't know if you guys knew that. That's where rock and roll was born. So, you know, I'm proud to be from Tupelo. I really am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's growing a lot, and I mean, it was, you know, a lot smaller when I was younger, but, you know, I have a lot of wonder, there's a lot of warm people that live in the town, so, and it's very musical, we, you know, there's a lot of talent in Tupelo, so.
Well, absolutely, and your father, Jerry Nolan, who's worked with Tanya Tucker and Merle Haggard, I mean, growing up with
yeah.
fathers that, I mean, you had music growing up your whole life.
Exactly. I never thought I would get into country music. You know, that wasn't the direction I was really wanting to head, to be honest. But my dad, you know, we sang gospel my whole life, and he was in the scene back in the 70s, you know, and he played for those people that you mentioned. And, you know, he lived a life. He lived a lifestyle. And then he came home to start a family or, you know, be a family man and kind of, but we kept on, you know, and playing music in the house. I grew up listening and jamming out with him and my brother.
Yeah, and this was in Mississippi. When, where are you now, honey? You're actually in Nashville?
No, I'm kind of back and forth. You know, I still live in Tupelo, but we're only 3 hours away, so it's not a bad drive.
Oh.
So, you know, that's where my whole album was recorded in Nashville.
Wow. Your new album, self-titled, now on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes for free for downloads and stuff. Fantastic venues. How are you enjoying this whole internet Amazon CD Baby kind of a thing where everybody can just go ahead and download MP3s versus actually delivering a hard copy to their door?
Well, you know, I always prefer, you know, I like the idea of, you know, people buying a hard copy because it's just. I mean, it's the old school approach, and that's, you know, as an artist now. Yeah, now I see the other side of it. You know, having because the artwork is, you know, we just work so hard on it, and you want people to be interested in the technical information that went into the album, and that's all like included in the CD. So CD Baby has physical copies you can order.
Right. Yeah, which I ordered
and
mine.
And they have downloads as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm an old man. You know, I'm 42. I need to purchase the thing that I put in the thing and I press play and it plays music in the house. That's what I'm doing, and that's what that's the way I roll and stuff. But
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. What was your inspiration for the self-titled CD? And what's the whole feel to it?
Well, actually, the time like before I started recording it, or before I even met the people that got me into it. I had a mutual friend that was good friends with Jeff Huskins, who is a well-known producer and star in Nashville, and he actually was in the band Little Texas, which was, we all know Little Texas and how many hits they had, so I was happy to be introduced to him. They literally took me to Nashville. I was in furniture business. I was an interior designer, and I wasn't looking for a music career at the time. You know, that was my passion, but I went to Nashville and sang for him and the founder of Little Texas, Christy DiNapoli, who is a publisher, one of the biggest publishers in Nashville. And basically he, you know, I did a duet with Tim Rushlow, the lead singer. He was there jamming out with us. And the next thing I knew, they were calling me, telling me he absolutely loved my style and my voice. And he said, we have to get that girl in the studio. So it went from there.
Okay.
And
yeah, fantastic. That's I love Rushlow. And I'm trying to think what other, I know him connected to someone else. I mean, he's connected, but there was someone else that I was just reading about the other day. I can't remember, but yeah, Tim Rushlow has a great voice. And actually, I heard the duet.
Yeah.
Mandy sent it over to me, and it's fantastic.
Thank you. My brother actually wrote that song. My brother and I co-wrote it, and it's called Who Knows What Love Is. It's a kind of a folky type song, but was, you know, kind of redone in a Nashville style, you know. And then Tim Rushlow was so kind to do that for me, and he landed the voice for that, for the duet.
Right. Now, you also, I researched American Idol 2006. You were auditioning. How was I know so many friends of mine that have auditioned for American Idol, and each one comes back with a horror story, either from doing the chant, American Idol, or, you know, or yada, yada, yada. But what was the auditioning process for you like?
Wow. I mean, it was, you know, standing in long, long lines, burning up. It was in Birmingham, Alabama, and actually, I mean, I didn't think I had a snowball chance. You know, that was just my insecurities. I just didn't think but I just couldn't help but do it because I love the show. So I went through the whole thing. It was very stressful. It was very nerve-wracking. I mean, I can't lie. I watched a lot of jokers go through, a lot of people that were just there for the wrong reasons and because they, you know, they need ratings for their show. But I was picked, I was one of the 100 people out of 11,000 that were picked to come back. And so I was like, I got this. Okay. So, you know, I ended up making it through a couple more rounds and watched a lot of people that couldn't sing make it through, and I got cut. So, but, you know, it was a great experience all in all. I mean, it was a blast.
So, did you actually make it to the whole board with Randy Simon and Yoho, Paula?
That's, a lot of people don't realize that you have to go through four different rounds to even get to them. So they weren't, you know, they were there, but I didn't get to actually see them. Had I made it to that point, I would have made it on the show. You know, I'd have been on the, I mean, I was on the show a lot, but, you know, editing floor, you know, a lot of stuff gets cut. But if you make it to that point, you make it through because it's either good singers or jokers, you know, people that are just wanting to be on TV.
Yeah, no.
That was really cool.
I had friends audition for The Voice. I had friends audition for Idol and stuff. And then there's this new, I don't know if you're watching television now, there's this new show on with the karaoke people. And basically, you know, Sally Housecoat and Joe Lunchbox gets up and sings something. And actually, some of the talent that are finding on there is pretty good. But I don't know if you, did you ever watch The Voice when it was on and it's coming back?
Actually, and everybody asked me that, but I've seen it a couple of times. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I think it's a great show. I just haven't auditioned for it. I signed up to audition for it in Nashville, but I decided not to do it because I've got so much else going on, and I just feel like, you know, that wasn't the route that I was supposed to go, you know. It wasn't meant to be for me to do the reality show thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're doing your own thing, honey, and as an indie artist,
yeah.
I mean, I just find that to be so... Please understand, don't take this wrong, anybody. I don't want a whole lot of emails on this topic, but the indie artists of this world, putting it together one lick at a time, doing everything funded by their own people, no sponsorship whatsoever, those are the unsung heroes as far as I'm concerned, because those are the people who are showing their passion daily. And it is only a matter of time before a lot of people click. And I really do believe that you're kind of on the cutting edge of that because your sound's fantastic, your look is great, and I can hear you on the radio all the time, Tara. I really can.
That's thank you so much. It's a great compliment.
And I'm not just blowing smoke. You know what I mean? I mean, those who know me know that I'm discerning enough to like what I like and like it hard. But, big shout-out to the indie artists. Questions to the chat room. I want to go ahead and thank the chat room, actually, all the brand new guests with Marben producing, Mykola Prasenia, and Stephen McGraw. Want to go ahead and go to the chat room. Go ahead. And the same question to you, actually, from Lori from Alabama, actually wants to know, what are you listening to on your iPod? Everybody wants to know this for some reason.
That's funny. You know, I don't listen to my stuff anymore because I'm kind of like, you know, I'm working on new material, so I like, but what I listen to everything. I mean, I listen to country, obviously, but I listen to a lot of R&B and hip hop. I love it all. And I love damn bands. You know, I was big into Widespread Panic and Government Mule, and I feel like I even recorded one of their songs, Soul Shine. And that's my signature song. It was my cover on the album, and so that's the kind of stuff I listen to.
Fantastic. I'm going to go back to the chat room. Lisa from Maryland would like to know, what color lipstick are you wearing in the picture? that we're putting on the site. It's your album cover. Yeah, apparently someone's obsessed with your lipstick for some reason.
Okay, well, actually, that was mostly just lip gloss that was coming off because I was sweating. It was taken last August outside. So that's where we shot the album cover, in like a muscadine vine field. It was beautiful, but I was kind of sweating so bad I couldn't keep lip gloss on, so it's pretty much just clear.
Yeah, it's natural beauty, people, is what it is.
Yeah,
natural
I don't know about
beauty.
That.
I certainly do.
And
Tara,
no, I don't get my lips done.
Absolutely. Let's hear a little bit more music from you. I've got Angels Cry all queued up. What's this song about?
Great.
What are we going to expect?
Angels Cry is it's very deep, and it's, well, when I was singing it, when I recorded it, I was actually crying because it was just so, it's just so touching. It's about a 19-year-old couple. It's kind of a story song, like Martina McBride would have sung, or Carrie Underwood. It's basically about a 19-year-old couple that kind of messed up, and, you know, you'll just see. If you listen to the words, you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. It's kind of me singing to them, so.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful song, too. Everybody, this is Tara Priest with Angels Cry from her self-titled CD. You can go and find it on Amazon.com, CD Baby, and iTunes. Everybody, this is Tara Priest with Angels Cry.
Married
now on Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes. Tara, my love, you, your girlfriend Stephanie Glankler just wants to say you're awesome, she loves you, and you're on your way up.
Oh, I'm so glad she logged in. Thank you,
I know,
Stephanie.
Me too.
Love you, girl. I appreciate
so how do you know
that
Stephanie
so much.
From high school?
Yeah, actually, Stephanie and I have known each other for years. So, yeah, she lives in Memphis, Tennessee, which is a couple hours from here, but we talk on Facebook a lot, and I just love her to death. So, thank you, Stephanie.
She's lovely. She's a lovely lady. Let's go ahead. We got a little bit more time left, but first I want to go ahead and start asking you. I know your whole family was musical and stuff like that, but when you started really developing your own sound and your own self, what artists did you kind of mostly attract yourself to or honor and mimic, so to speak? Because I will say your tone is fantastic, your pitch is great, and the melodic nature is so lovely, and it's something that I'm hearing in such artists as Shelley Rand today, not to compare anybody, but you just got a really good tone to your voice. Who did you copy? Not copy.
Thank
you
for that. I love hearing that because that is a big compliment, especially when we are in the studio, because tone is very important. Actually, it's like as far as female singers, you know, I've always idolized Sheryl Crow. I have a lot of rock sound in my voice too. I love singing, you know, rock songs as well as country. You know, I love the old school stuff like Janis Joplin. You know, she's always inspired me, and I love some country artists, Faith Hill, Carrie Underwood. You know, I wish I had her range. I don't quite have her range, but absolutely love her. Kelly Clarkson. You know, there's so many vocalists that I admire. It's just too many to name, actually.
Absolutely. I'm going to go back to the chat room. Lindsay from Miami wants to go ahead and know anybody that you'd die to sing with. Well, not die to sing with, you know, but anybody who would you most likely like to go ahead and pair up in the long term, sort of like a bucket list.
Like a duet, you mean?
Yeah.
Collaboration?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dave Matthews, I love him. Or
really?
Keith Urban, John Mayer, you know, as far as guys. Warren Haynes. Mm-hmm. From Government Mule and Allman Brothers. Oh, his voice is just amazing. I love that soulful, raspy voice. So somebody like that, or as far as females, you know, there's a million that I would love to collaborate with.
Well, pick a couple. Give me a tune, because I know who thanks. I would like to put you with.
Well, right now, oh, gosh, there's just so many. I would go with somebody that's, you know, older and that's been doing this, like Trisha Yearwood. You know, Shania Twain, but I don't know, as far as me sounding good with somebody, it would be more like Adele or Sarah McLachlan, you know, Jewel. I love Jewel, you know.
Yeah. See, there we
I
go.
Love the
like
kind of folk
mine.
Sound.
Yeah, I was going to say Adele and Sarah McLachlan, and I was also going to say I would love to hear you with Faith Hill. I think that would be quite not to use the word pissing contest, but just your vocal strengths alone, I think, would play amazing together.
Oh, man, that would be, she's been my idol for so long. I've been singing, the very first song I ever did, I tried out for a music group and in college and actually made it through with a Faith Hill song, so I love singing her songs.
Yeah. Actually, going to go back to the chat room. Danny from Dallas wants to know what's your all-time favorite song?
Oh, yeah. I don't have. Well, there's song. I have favorite songs that I sing, but as far as a favorite song, you know, I put it on my album Soulshine. I think it just says everything. It just says everything I'm about. Because it just talks about, you know, I've been through hard times and awesome times and just about ups and downs in life. I feel like I've lived, so Soulshine would probably be my favorite song, actually.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it, and that's on your subtitled CD, now available on Amazon.com, CD Baby, and iTunes. Tell us where we can go ahead and actually find you. I know there's let's talk a bit about your art. What am I talking about here? You are not only talented and beautiful, but you know, your artistic eye is fantastic, too. You can go ahead and check out Tara's website. Go ahead and give us that address, Tara.
Okay, it's just
Tara,
Tara Priest.com. Yeah. And it's always a work in progress. We're adding, I mean, I add paintings constantly, and, you know, I've got my website administrator who's doing a lot of things to it. It's just always trying to, you know, trying to make it better and better. So, yeah, go on there, and there's links to everywhere. And I'm actually working on some videos now, one for Angel's Cry and one cover song. It's going to be a surprise. Like, it's going to be very shocking because it's an R&B artist that I'm covering, and I cannot wait. I'm working with some awesome producers in Oxford, Mississippi, Tone Room Productions. So I'm doing that every week. I'm going there, cutting my vocals and working on the video concept, where we're going to travel to do the video. It's going to be fabulous. I can't wait for people to see it. Cannot wait.
Fantastic. Now, you're on Facebook as well. We can go ahead and follow you on Facebook, and that's Tara Nolan Priest. Yeah.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, the link is actually facebook.com/TNPriest. TNPriest. And yeah, and please just friend me on there, because sometimes people don't find. I just started a fan page, actually. I'm kind of new to all that, but I started the fan page, and I've got my PR company managing that now. So she'll be posting all my shows and tour date shows, appearances, art shows, everything. So she's going to be doing that. And that's under, if you want to search for it, it's Tara Priest Art and Soul.
Art and Soul. Great. And let's just go ahead and mention who your new PR person is. We have to go ahead and give that person a shout out, Miss Mandy Moore from Synchronicity PR.
Yes, yeah, she's a sweetheart, and we've been talking for weeks. You know, I was probably a hard person. She kept trying to, you know, come on, let's talk. Well, you know, because I talked to several people, but she was just really, I don't know, I just really like her, and I have a great feeling about her. So I recommend her to anybody.
Fantastic. Yeah, I don't mind me some Mandy. I think she's a hoot and a holler. I think she's got some really good people coming down the pipeline, such as yourself. I can't thank you enough, Tara, for taking the time out this evening. I hope you had a great time. I know we did. We'll continue to go ahead and promote your music on my page, and also go ahead and go on to At Home with Victoria on Facebook. Click like, absolutely. And that little like button seems to matter a lot to a lot of people, which is...
It sure does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But... go ahead, Tara.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on, honey. And we'll be following you every step of the way. And please understand that anytime you got stuff to promote, please let me know. And At Home with Victoria is your home, too. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Wonderful. Thank you. I've got so much in the future, you know, planned. So I would love to talk to you guys again. So thank you.
Can't wait. We'll be seeing you soon. I love you, honey. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Tara Priest, charming, lovely, and super talented. I'm really happy. One thing I want to go ahead and thank everybody in the chat room, guest 6128, guest 6173, guest 6712, guest 6844, Mark Ben for producing, Mike Collup, my brother from another mother. And coming up now, I have my good friend, Miss Parthenia Warford, which she is with the Warford Foundation, and she's got some exciting new news, and I'm proud to be an active sitting member on the board of the Warford Foundation. Parthenia, my friend, how are you?
I am fine, Michael. How are you?
Well, I am good. I'm really getting excited about all this new music and everything, and I'm getting excited about you've got a back-to-school drive coming up.
Well, we actually had it on August the 6th.
I'm so sorry. You just had a back-to-school coming up drive.
Actually, my daughter is in the works to do another one, though, but you're half right.
There we go, half right. I want to make mention to everybody, the Warford Foundation is a fantastic organization. You'll find more about them at thewarfordfoundation.org. But Parthenia, tell us what the Warford Foundation is to you and what we all try and do to help.
I'll tell you, I just thought about this with the King Memorial being unveiled and all that, and his I Had a Dream speech. So it's my I have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream, and I'm now living my dream, which was I had my daughter at 17, my oldest one, and I was a junior in high school, and I still graduated top 10% of my class on time. And I worked for a couple years, and I said, you know, this is just not going to get it for me to be the right kind of mother I need to be to my daughter. So I enlisted in the Army in 1982, and I stayed 20 years, retired in 2002. And during that process, I not only raised my oldest daughter, but then her sister, who's 7 years younger than her. And, you know, I've always helped other single moms get through tough times because I just seem to have this beautiful mother with a wonderful spirit that was always there for me. She never kept my kids for me because I was in the military, overseas and all that, but she is definitely the wind beneath my wings, the breath beneath my wings. And so I'm living my dream now. I started a Warfare Foundation in August of 2009, and we help single mothers and military widows. Right now our program is partnered with the Prince George's Community College here in Maryland, and so we have partnered with the School of Nursing to provide $250 a semester for single mothers or military widows and or military widows that are pursuing a 2-year degree in nursing. And we're, our project is called Project Impact Scholars, and we're having a golf tournament come up in October. And this is our once-a-year big thing, so it's going to be a golf tournament and a cocktail party. And then the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, will go into the Project Impact Scholars Program. I've added so many wonderful people to my board and to my staff, and we were just talking about Mandy, and I just love me some Mandy and some Michael K. So I am proud to say that Mandy has accepted to be our volunteer director of public relations, so she'll be on my staff. And we have Michael Kay, of course, who's on our board. And we just added a young lady named Christy Beliza. I'm not saying her name correctly, but she is a top-notch event planner. She runs a business out of New York, California, and Atlanta. And she has clients such as Terrell Owens. So she's taking over. She'll be on our board as well. And then we have a husband and wife couple from Most, Inc., and they are Darren and Heather, and they just come with so much experience as well. God has really just blessed the foundation with wonderful people, and so I'm just so excited.
Yeah, it's a fantastic organization, Parthenia, and from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you for taking the initiative to go ahead and provide the support that you do for your organization. There are the war is so long overdue to end. I can't even speak more about it. The amount of casualties coming back, the stories that I'm hearing through your foundation and other venues. That such an intention to a lost group of people. It seems you get home from serving 4 tours, and then you're expected to be thrust back into society. And you know, if you do make it back, and if not, if your loved one happens to go ahead and perish in the fight, you're again forgotten. And it's unfortunate. And I do, like I said, I just think your organization is very poignant and needs to be one that is fostered. So a lot of the Warfare Foundation money has come from private-funded organizations. So once again, go ahead and check out www.warfarefoundation.org and see how you can go ahead and help. Also, you're also on Facebook, too, with the Warfare Foundation, and that would be
www. We have a Facebook page, the Warfare Foundation. You can like us on our Facebook page. And then we have Twitter, and it's The Warford on Twitter. And we have a blog.
Blog going up too, yeah.
And that's www.thewarfordfoundation.blogspot.com.
Absolutely. All that information is up in the chat. And I'm very, very excited about Scott Carey coming on your organization with his new song to represent. Have you heard the song yet, Parthenia?
I actually listened to it yesterday and sat there and cried and cried and cried, but I can never hear it too much.
Yeah, I just got it actually today from Scott himself. He was at a family gathering and took the time out to go ahead and send it to me. So, Parthenia, you hold on the line here. I'm going to go ahead and play everybody Scott Carey's song, Heroes Highway, that you're going to be falling in love with very shortly. Once again, Scott Carey's Heroes Highway being played now. Let's give a listen.
Well, he got the call today. He said he's gone away. Deploys for duty at 6 a.m. Packs his bags to fly away. Hugs his mom and says, Rangers lead the way. And he's gone again. You know heroes are far and few. They give their lives sometimes. It's what they do. Now he's walking on Heroes Highway. And if I had it my way, he'd still be here. Give it all for the country he loved. For a purple heart and a home in heaven above. He's taking the sky away. That's Heroes Highway. He knew those men showed up in blue. The baby wasn't coming home. But a hero's job is never done. Cause now he's watching us from above. If I had it my way, he'd still be here. Gave it all for the country he loved. For a purple heart and a home in heaven above. He's taking the sky away. The last hero died. Walking on Heroes Highway. And if I had it my way, he'd still be here. Giving up on the country he loved. For a purple heart and a home in heaven above. He's taking the sky away. That's Heroes Highway. Heroes Highway.
Scott Carey with Heroes Highway. You can listen to more of Scott at www.scottcareymusic.com. Parthenia, fantastic song. I listened to it this afternoon for the first time, and I tell you, I bawled just like you did.
I'm still crying over here.
Well, dry your eyes, lady.
Oh, my God.
That's a touching song, and I'm so happy.
I'm going to actually put it, it'll be our song when the website comes up now instead of the one we have. So I'm so excited. I don't even know what to say. Mandy is just awesome. And because of you who recommended me to friend her.
Well, honey, you know, God is good. I mean, I tend to believe that there is no such thing as coincidence when you find someone that you really honor and you want the good for everybody. So everybody gets to go ahead and get on the horn, get on Facebook. This is the one benefit of Facebook that I do believe that is necessary, that just the interaction, networking from people who have kind hearts. Kind people attract kind people always. So I'm really happy to include you in that. And I was thrilled that, you know, Amanda could actually help you out with anything with the Warford Foundation. But once again, tell our listeners exactly where we can find the Warford Foundation again.
You can find us on Twitter at the Warford Foundation. You can find us on Facebook, the Warford Foundation. It's a page. You can just go and like it. And then you can go to our website, is www.thewarfordfoundation.org. And then our blog is thewarfordfoundation.blogspot.com.
There we go.
And then if
Once
you need
again.
Me, if you need me and you want to talk to me directly, you can just call the office at 301-292-6034.
Absolutely. And Parthenia is also on Facebook as well, Parthenia Warford.
Yeah.
So feel free, if you have a private message to share with her personally, go ahead and log on her there. But Parthenia, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out. I'm so sorry to add you a last-minute kind of a thing. I was just so excited to get the song from Scott that I thought it would be a perfect thing. And I'm so sorry we had to cancel that show on you the other night because of, you know, Victoria being ill and everything. But, honey, please know that we love you and we support the Warford Foundation. Everybody here does.
I will tell you, of all the people that say what they'll do and what they've promised, you guys have never let me down on anything. And without you guys being there for me almost all the time that I ask for something or whatever, you've never turned me down. And so I consider you and Victoria just friends and God sent, like brothers and sisters to me.
Oh,
and you're right. Great people attract great people, and you get to see who is there for you and who's not.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a tough lesson to learn, but it's always good to know. Always good to know. Let someone show you who they are. A lesson that I learned a long time ago, and I'm thrilled to know you, Parthenia. I think you're a wonderful lady.
Well, thank you.
All right, so dry your eyes. Don't listen to that song anymore tonight. Go have a glass of Chardonnay, for God's sake.
You know I can't, because I take all this medicine.
Oh,
I finally got my neck brace off today, though. I'm excited.
Yes, what was with the neck brace? What happened?
I have severe rheumatoid arthritis, and I know I never like to share all this, but I will. I have severe rheumatoid arthritis, and it attacks my joints, my major joints. So I've already had right hip replacement, and I'm 50. I'm not afraid to say how old I am. I'm 50. So I had total right hip replacement in 09. I just undergone cervical surgery, where they had to go in and take out C5, C6, C6, C7 of my disc in my neck. And when he went in, it was a six-hour surgery. So when they went in, he actually found that the nerves were just smashed.
Wow.
And so it was a lot he had to do. He took bone from the right hip to make new disc, and they're screwed and titanium, and now the brace is off. It was on for 3 months, and I could do nothing, literally. So now I'm trying not to cry again. But now I wear a bone stimulator around my neck for 4 months. Until now, May 24th, so 9 more months, just to ensure that it's helping fuse the bones back together, because my bones are so soft, and because of the medicine I take from the RA, it stops my immune system. So it's just a one big mess. And I was told Monday by the rheumatologist that I'm going to have shoulder replacement.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I'll go through all this, but what keeps me grounded and a smile on my face is what I do for my foundation. And I have funded my foundation myself to this point with my monies from my disability and my military retirement. So I haven't
regret, darling.
I don't regret one second of it. And that's why whatever we get in, I will put all of it into helping these young ladies. I'm not, I don't want a salary. I don't need any of that. I'm doing this from my heart. This is where it comes from.
Doll, you're truly an angel. Truly an angel. I want to make mention actually to a comment. Parthenia, you have been through all that and kept a positive attitude on Facebook. I admire you. There are those who ruin their lives with a hangnail. You are certainly not one of those girls, honey. And I want to thank you again so much for what you do. I am honored to call you friend, and I send you nothing but positive prayers and light your way. And once again, everybody from At Home with Victoria wants to sincerely thank you for your efforts and what you do, and we're glad to be a small part in the Warford Foundation helping out where we can. So I love you tons. And I think if you're on all that medication, you should have a glass of Chardonnay anyways. It's not going to screw anything up.
Well, me at this point couldn't do any worse, huh? I'm
absolutely
on everything.
So.
Speaking of which, it's time for that OxyContin.
Absolutely. Take an OxyContin and have a glass of wine, you'll be fine. Actually, if you do that, then give me a call later. We'll have a nice little giggle.
I know. I'll probably be up and be messing with you on Facebook.
You know it, honey. I thank you so much for stopping by tonight. And once again,
you.
Love you tons, honey. You take care, and Godspeed and God's love to you. Honest to God. Be good.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you, That was Parthenia Warford from the Warford Foundation, and I just want to go ahead and we all know I've got she's a veteran. My call-up's a veteran. Mar Ben has been a fantastic producer tonight. I want to thank guest 7604. Tara Priest has just joined us in the chat room. Tara, thank you a lot for a fantastic interview. And Stephen McGraw standing by. So I want to thank all of our guests tonight. I want to go ahead and thank the lovely Trey Morgan. His first CD entitled The Last Outlaw is going to be dropping soon. He's going to keep us in tow with where and when that's going to be happening. Lovely Tara Priest again, her self-titled album is available on Amazon.com, CD Baby, and iTunes. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And in sporting true fashion of my Alabama, Tennessee friends, I want to go ahead and end the show with a song that's very important to me from a good friend of mine, Shelly Rand, called The Dancing Queen. The Dancing Queen is a song basically that the Canadian Alzheimer's Federation had contacted her to do, reflecting the effects of autoimmunes such as Alzheimer's. So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to wish Victoria to be safe, and I can still see her outside boarding boards with her hairnet on. So everybody, thanks a lot for listening. You're going to be listening to Shelly Rand. Go ahead and find her at shellyrand.com. You can go ahead and download her CD on, again, CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon.com. But from Michael Kay, from At Home with Victoria, this is Shelly Rand, and I want to wish you a pleasant evening, everybody. Stay safe.
And fandango light, a little more than a girl with her skirt all a twirl on those whirling summer nights. He was a constant partner, her soldier so handsome and tall. She followed, he led, Ginger and Fred had nothing on them at all. Go 'neath the spinning mirror ball. Now the dancing queen just smiles, so majestic in her chair, as he wheels her down the corridor with a flower in her hair. No, she can't recall. She never will. puts the phone to her ear so she can hear the strangers on the line. They say at least she's not suffering. Why she even seems quite content. Oh, but that doesn't help when he sits by himself with the pain of remembering. Oh, what he gives to waltz with her again. But the dancing queen just smiles, so majestic in her chair, as he wheels her down the corridor with a flower in her hair. No, she can't recall. They love our echoes now, and the dancing queen is still. The song they love our echoes now, and the dancing queen is.
Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.